Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Should we scrap inheritance tax on the family home? A new survey tells us that 58% of you strongly support removing the family home from inheritance tax thresholds. This is according to the research by Royal London Ireland that's out today. Jean Cashman is a registered tax consultant. Jean's with us here on the programme. Do you agree? Should we remove inheritance tax from the family property, Jean?
I very strongly believe we should. It's interesting. I heard a commentator say the other day about how inheritance tax had gone down and down. That is actually not true. You know, back in 2012, the rate was 20%, and the thresholds were, you know, in 10, they were 414 in Class A. In 9, they were 542. So this myth that inheritance tax has gone down is utterly wrong. There is provision in the Capital Gains Tax Act where the sale of your family home is exempt from capital gains tax. Now, that was brought in the 70s, and revenue have never felt the need to adjust that, because basically somebody can only have one home. And despite, you know, what some people do, nobody buys a bigger home to wipe the eye of the taxman. They buy the home they can afford. They live in the home they can afford. Revenue provide for the fact that you can only have one home. So if you have two homes, you have to tell them which one is your home. So that has never been abused. Now, to have something similar in the CAT Act would work very well. Now, you know, they again, you can only have one home. Families are smaller. Like, I attended meetings on this, open meetings on this before, and I was actually shocked at some of the stories that people told. So if your home was exempt, it would also deal with the issue of some thresholds being unfair on people without children, because it would be exempt and that would be the end of it. And then you would level tax on other assets. Like, nobody has a problem with the agricultural relief reducing assets by 90%, because there's a real logic behind that. And I believe there's a similar logic behind.
Yeah, so just on the family home, Jean, somebody can inherit the family home, and then whatever else comes after that, if there's money or savings or business or other property, you tax that accordingly, but that the family home should be protected.
Yeah, you work out some mechanism. I mean, cash brings in a very small amount. Like, it's less than 1%. Gift tax used to be 75% of inheritance tax. That's gone. There used to be a provision in Section 58 of the CAT Act, again, that was there since the CAT was introduced in the 70s. And it was a provision where, it's in the same provision of Section 58, it's the same provision where lottos are, injury damages are exempt. And there was also this very good clause that said somebody is entitled to look after their family in their lifetime, according to your means. So that worked until 2014. And I know Revenue watch everything, rightly. And they saw this being abused, that, you know, very rich people were giving their children or family, you know, ridiculous amounts and saying, but it's in proportion to my means. So instead of dealing with that abuse, they just got rid of it.
Okay.
Like, for example, in the crash, like, I would have had clients who were coming to me and saying, oh, I'm helping my daughter with her mortgage. And I was able to say, that's fine. It's in proportion to your means. It's reasonable.
Okay. Stay with us, Jean, if you can, for a few moments. I wanted to hear from some listeners today about this as well. Eddie is with us on the line. Eddie, do you think we should scrap inheritance tax on the family property?
I do, yes. I mean, even if you look at what it's called a family tax. So the transfer of the asset within the family, from parents down to children, I don't see that should be taxed. And specifically because the parents have paid tax on their income that they used to buy it in the first place. You know, so I think it's very unfair. It creates a lot of difficulty for families. And as your other contributor was saying there, it sounds like it's not bringing in a lot of money. So it's creating a lot of problems without actually bringing much benefit to the exchequer.
I heard a stat on breakfast earlier this morning under the contributors making the point. I think roughly the average amount that a child inherits from their parents where they're exempt from the tax, about $100,000. You know, that being in and around the most, I suppose, that like there's probably very few people getting up to €400,000.
It depends on the number of people inheriting. If you've got maybe only two people inheriting a house in Dublin or a farm or a large property down the country, they could exceed that. And they may not have the means to pay the tax and you end up having to sell the family home to do it. Because it's not bringing in a huge amount to the exchequer and it is creating problems, my view would be that I think it should be scrapped and, yes, tax the rest of the assets. But certainly the family home revenue or the fund from the family home or the value of the family home, I think should be exempt.
Bridget is with us too. Bridget, how do you feel about inheritance tax, paying inheritance tax on the family home?
Well, initially I would have a difficulty with the description of the family home. I would prefer it to be called the principal private residence. And I'm particularly thinking about single people who have homes, and that home need not be described as a family home, considering that there are other variations on relationships that exist now that are not part of the traditional nuclear family. And the idea now of inheritance tax is catering for the extended nuclear family, and it is disregarding single people and their beneficiaries, who they may nominate, who may not be even blood relations. They may not necessarily be nieces and nephews. They can be carers, colleagues, neighbours, friends. And those people are called strangers in law, according to our thresholds that exist.
Yeah, so if you have somebody who's not married and doesn't have children, there's the threshold for which they can leave their property, their principal residence, to whether it be a niece or nephew or just a friend, is obviously taxed at a different rate.
Yes, and these rates, the three thresholds, are based on status.
Your relationship to the person.
Yes, and a blood relationship. So when I'm saying it, the principal private residence idea is a nicer idea that sort of harmonises the idea that people can have homes that are not necessarily the traditional family home. And that home should have the same right, and that person should have the same right to nominate somebody to be the beneficiary with the same benefit. Yeah. As family members.
I know a lot of people get very annoyed, actually, you know, about the fact that they're not able to do that. Do you think that's likely to change, Jean?
Jean, is it?
Yes, Jean, are you still there? Are you, Jean Cashman? Yeah.
I am. For the amount that it brings in, you know, it wouldn't be beyond the wit of man to get a group together to find a way to replace what it's taking in at the moment. And I agree with Bridget, the principal private residence, you can call it that or the family home, but it is the principal private residence. And revenue have a very good handle on that. You can only have one, so it's not going to be abused. I mean, the dwelling house relief that was abolished again in 14 was abused, because if I was very rich and I had seven children and I could buy them seven houses, install them in it for 3 years and give it to them. So there was abuse of that, and for that reason it was abolished. There isn't the potential for abuse of the principal private residence. And also, you know, the same section as allows families to look after their adult children, that's section 28. That's the same section that, you know, makes lotto winnings free. I don't think anyone in the country would object to a 5% tax on a lotto win.
And particularly if it's the Euro Millions or some of the huge amounts that you see people taking home with them, Jean. Let me bring it Owen is with us. 1800 453 106 is the number. Owen, do you think we should scrap inheritance tax in the family house?
Definitely. There's an issue where there are, I would say, three children or four children, and where there's no breathing room. If it's two children or three children, where it's an expensive house, and one of the children wants to stay in the house because they have good memories of the house, let's say, or they have a big family themselves now, who are at school, they have to factor in the inheritance tax. If they wanted to buy out their siblings, it's much harder for them because of the inheritance tax. It would just give them breathing room to be able to try and get a loan to buy out their other siblings. Whereas when there's a large inheritance tax, and there's no guarantee that the inheritance tax won't go up again, it might go up to 50% or 60%.
This is the 33%, the capital acquisitions tax.
Yes, it used to be 40.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm very curious about is how come when there's such a budget surplus now of 10 billion a year, excluding the Apple windfall. I mean, how come we're at this austerity talk again? I mean, people who have scrimped and saved in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, often not going on holidays to provide for their children, and then they die. The kids have invariably looked after them before they go to nursing homes, and all of a sudden, then the kids have to pay over a third of their family home to the revenue. And there's also one other issue that is never mentioned: a child who has, we'll say, 40 or 50 years of age, who has been with their parents effectively for that length of time, is being discriminated against compared to spouses. A spouse can marry someone, or a civil partner can marry someone else, and if that other spouse dies within a year or two, that spouse or civil partner can inherit millions, tens of millions, without paying a cent in tax.
So, John Lowe from themoneydoctors.ie is with us here too on the line, Eddie. It sounds very unfair, doesn't it, on the adult children who's maybe stayed at home and looked after mum and dad all those years?
Believe it or not, I actually think it's fair, because, I mean, you're talking about equitable. You know, a cottage in County Longford that's costing $300,000 being left to a child, and a mansion in Foxrock worth $5 million being left to a child. There seems to be a bit of an equity issue there. Number one.
So you think we should leave the inheritance tax on the family home, John?
It'll go back up to 2009 was $542,000. It will go up to that. I think it's fair. I think you can't really, you know, again, people forget about the Exemption Dwelling Act, where you could have a child who stays at home with the parents. They're there 3 years, the parents die, they get the house, and they have to stay there in the house for 6 years, and that house is outside of the inheritance.
Yeah, but that's only if they've stayed with the parents for, you know, that period of time. Like, I would know of many people who have maybe looked after mum and dad, but two had their own family. They may not have actually lived in the house and slept there every night, but they could have spent a hell of a lot of time there.
There's rules and regulations, you know, where do you stop? As I said, I think it's a big thing about, you know, if you put carte blanche, everybody now can leave their family home to their children or to their loved ones. I mean, there's also a case for those people who are single who can't leave the 400,000 even, because they don't have children. You know, there's a case there as well to be made. At the same time, I think that the equity thing is going to be big. You can't have, as say, a property with the great respect of County Longford that's worth 300,000 being given, and a property in Foxrock that's 5 million, and then being given over to the child. Where's the fairness?
Aisling is with us too. Stay with us, John. Do you agree with paying inheritance tax on your family home, Aisling?
No, I don't. And I think that, you know, where I can understand your last caller there saying that it was an equity problem or whatever. But you have to remember that people, you know, if they do have a house that's worth 1, 2, 3, 5 million or 200,000 or 400,000, they worked hard for it. They paid their way. They paid all of their taxes. They paid all the rates. And it's their property, and yet they're not able to dispose of it the way they would like to without penalizing whoever it is that they choose are their inheritors. So say I have three children, but say I had some grandchildren, and say I wanted to leave the house to my grandchildren, where, you know, the tax that's applied to your grandchildren is phenomenal. So you can't do that. You have to actually give it to your children. And then if you do have something that is of greater value, you know, then I see inheritance tax as like an unjust tax, you know, on people who've worked hard, who've done well in life.
They've paid tax all their lives.
And they pay a huge amount of tax, because if you have a house that big and you have, you probably had a, you know, an income that was that big. So you're paying 52, 56% tax, depending on, you know, how much USD, which is, you know, obviously another thing that, you know, sort of, you know, whatever. So you sort of walloped a little bit everywhere. So you work hard, you put all of this together, and then you can't dispose of it like you would like to, you know, make your family or let your family profit from it, whoever you choose. It's yours. Like, so I really don't get why this is, you know, something that is just basically another form of taxation. It's a double taxation, you know, on what you've worked hard for your whole life.
Do you think it's likely, John, a lot of listeners in agreement with Aisling actually about this, but do you think it's likely that that €400,000 home valuation for the capital acquisition tax, do you think that's likely to increase to about €500,000?
Yes, I do. I think, and it may even happen next Tuesday. They've indicated over the last number of budgets that they were going to increase it. They increased it there, you know, by what, 60,000 on the last budget. So I can see that going up and eventually going past that 542,000. You know, property prices as well have also kind of stabilized, and therefore it's only fair, I suppose, that it should be reflected in, you know, that threshold. It's a question of equity, really, isn't it?
But there is the point too that, you know, you take two people on you know, relatively decent or kind of average incomes, and by virtue of the fact that they bought their house in an area that has now doubled and tripled in house prices, I mean, you could now have the children of those people inheriting the guts of, you know, inheriting a house that could be worth 800,000-900,000, and how do they pay the 33% on that?
Well, that's the big question, of course. Generally,
if
there's only one asset,
salary,
which is
the
property,
the
yeah, you're going to have to sell the asset. That's the problem. And you sell the asset, you're still two-thirds up, by the way. So if you've got a million property and you owe 333,000, well, you paid the 300, you still got 667. So you either downsize or else you take out a mortgage for 333,000 to pay the seats CAT.
Listener here making the point, John, they feel your equity argument is just total begrudgery.
No, not really. I just think it's unfair, you know, that, you know, there are people, I mean, I live just outside Fox Rock, so I'm not one of those 5 million property owners. But it is, you know, it is unfair in some respects that you can get away with so much money if you were allowed to give your property away at that level of price.
Yeah, but you're still going to have to pay the tax, honestly. You're still having to pay the 33%.
If the government say, you know, you can give your property, your home away to your offspring and no tax pay, you know.
Well,
no,
oh, that's only if it's totally scrapped, which, as you said yourself, probably unlikely to happen. Maybe the threshold will increase from €400,000 to over €500,000. A listener tells me, my friend was left a house by her bachelor uncle. She had to pay inheritance tax, and this was during the financial crash, when she had lost her job and her own house was in massive negative equity. It was awful pressure on her. I thought it was terribly unfair, says this listener. Brian has got in touch to say, during our lives, we've the luxury of paying our income tax, local property tax, road tax, VAT, excise tax, PRSI, and then when we die, we're taxed again. Absolutely, we should get rid of inheritance tax on the family home. Listener says, please remember, all inheritance tax is a tax on money and assets that have already been taxed. your house, your local property tax, your savings come in from income that was taxed and money that also had the dirt applied, shares, capital gain tax, etc. as well. And just another listener on this, I think it's completely unfair. My brother's going to inherit our family home, but would definitely be well over the €400,000 mark. It could probably hit the million mark in the country with land. He doesn't know what he's going to do or how he's going to pay this tax, as this listener. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Jean, John, Eddie, Bridget, Owen, Aisling, thanks for sharing your thoughts. You can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.